taking the emotion out of grain marketing. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Grain marketing is one of the biggest challenges many farmers face. On a trip through southern Iowa in mid-May, we visited with Clint and Amy Bissell of Bedford, Iowa, about their grain marketing strategy. It's pretty simple, Amy says.
We set our price, and then you have to be happy with it. So if prices go above, well, this is what you said you were okay making this year. This is what I guaranteed us. That's what we get.
More from the Bissells right after this. Clint and Amy Bissell of Bedford, Iowa, discuss their grain marketing strategy.
My wife runs all the numbers and everything, and when we sit down and go through, you know, we have target prices, and so that's normally how we end up selling all of our grain, is we set a target at the elevator, and so then it normally hits, and they call us and tell us we sold grain. I guess doing it that way takes the reluctancy to sell out. So, you know, when it starts rallying and getting close, I get nervous. My wife doesn't, but I get nervous that, well, maybe it's going to go higher. And every time it's hit, it hits and then normally goes back down. And then, you know, it might still get above what we sold, but we know we've locked in a profit. You know, you got some margin locked in there too. And the only thing left to do is set the basis then.
We do a lot of forward contracting, so I make sure that I figure out every year what our guaranteed bushels are going to be, and then we can market up to our guaranteed bushels and make sure that I know how many, we have two semis, so how much grain can I haul in a month, and make sure that I have contracts for that many bushels every month, make sure that we have a good cash flow every month. I know what's coming in, what's going out, so we don't sell all of our grain in the fall. We sell it year round. So we have a steady flow of income and expenses all year round.
Well, Clint mentioned that he really relies on you to find those prices and set those prices and to be consistent about it. He mentioned that he's more of a maybe we should have waited type person, but you're willing to set it and not look back.
That is correct. So I always find our break evens. And then I say, after we find our break evens, so how much money would you be comfortable making this year? I figure that in. So if you want a, say, 7% return on investment, I'll figure that in. We set our price, and then you have to be happy with it. So if prices go above, well, this is what you said you were okay making this year. This is what I guaranteed us. That's what we get. You just kind of have to watch the market daily to know where it's going. We like to do hedge to arrive contracts so that we get two opportunities, one opportunity to set your price and then one opportunity to possibly catch some basis.
Clint and Amy Bissell of Bedford, Iowa. We visited with them during a trip through southern Iowa in mid-May. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.